Quarter to 10. We've already had to get the tissues out here. GCSE results day is here. And Jo Lima is at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood. Morning, Jo.
Good morning. Welcome back to the main area. We normally serve food in here, but for the time being, this has been turned into the results hub for GCSE results day. It's been a hive of activity over the last three quarters of an hour. Some very happy, smiley faces. Hopefully, two more. Elizabeth and Connor, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing? Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling very happy, yes.
When you woke up this morning, what were you feeling when you got out of bed and came into school?
To be honest, I was feeling tired and kind of excited.
Yeah. What were you hoping for?
I was hoping mainly to get a 6 in maths because that's what I need to get to do chemistry. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping for higher grades for science because I want to do that.
And how's the last year been for you? You know, it's a stressful time, it's a difficult time, lots of revision, you know, going into those exams. How were you feeling then?
It's been very, very stressful, I have to say. I think the mocks were very useful because we did loads of them, so that by the time we got to the actual exams, GCSEs, it was like doing mocks again. So that was very good in that I wasn't feeling too stressed for the actual GCSEs.
Okay, moment of truth. You opened your envelope just a few minutes ago. How did you do?
I did really well. Do you want me to read the grades? So in Performing Arts, I got a Distinction Star. Combined Science, I got a 9 and an 8.
Wow.
Design and Technology, I got a 7. English language, I got a 9. English literature, I got an 8. French, I got a 9. Geography, a 7. And math, 6.
Congratulations. Yeah. Amazing. And if you are confused by the numbers, if you, like me, got letters when you got your GCSE results, yes, it was that long ago, a 4 is basically a C. So anything above that, we're talking into, you know, high C's, B's, A's, A stars. We're talking very, very high grades. So congratulations. Enjoy chemistry.
Thank you.
Rather you than me. I wouldn't have a clue where to start with that. Really wouldn't.
Fair enough.
All right. Connor, what about you? So how are you feeling going into today?
A bit nervous, can't lie. I woke up very nervous, but I was like, this is the results now. What I get is what I get. So this is all I can work towards.
What's the goal? What do you want to go on to do?
Well, I'm hoping now I can finish everything up with Rolls Royce and get my apprenticeship sorted and started in September.
So. Okay. So your subjects were what?
So my subjects were health and social, triple science, design and technology, English language and literature, geography, mathematics, and further maths.
What did you need to go and continue your studies?
So passed in everything.
So we're talking four hours.
Yeah.
And what did you get?
So in health and social, I got a distinction star, biology a 5, chemistry a 6, design and technology is 6, English language 5, English literature 4, geography a 5, maths 7.
7? That's incredible. Claire and I are terrible at maths.
physics a 6 and further maths a 5.
You passed everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Really. You know, have you spoken to your mum and dad yet?
Yeah, I've phoned them all out. They're all really happy. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So you're going to go on and continue. And after, you know, you complete all your studies, whenever that might be, what do you want to go and do for work?
Well, hoping to, once I've done my apprenticeship, I could stay on with Rolls-Royce and one of their engineers and go on be an engineer with them. So,
well, I have no doubt with those kind of results, you're destined for great things. So well done.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you both. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Connor. Congratulations. GCSE results day. As we all know, it's a very tense day, stressful day. But thankfully, for those I met this morning, it's been a joyful day, a celebratory day. And one they're going to remember. And good luck to everyone that I've met this morning as they go on to further education. What has been a marvellous morning. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
At King's Oak Academy.
I mean, you used to teach, didn't you, Jo?
I did, yeah. I did a bit of part-time teaching for 16 to 18-year-olds, teaching radio to media tech students. So, you know, in a similar way, I've gone through teaching students for a couple of years and then saying goodbye as they go on to university.
Yeah.
So, from chatting to some of the teachers this morning, you know, they've had these students for the last couple of years. You know, you get to know them, you get to work with them, you get to understand, you know, how to get the best out of them. And then, you know, it's a celebratory day, but also a sad day because then you have to say goodbye.
Mm. Did they call you Mr. Lima?
No, I was informal. They could call me Joe. It's absolutely fine.
Oh.
But I did shout sometimes. I'm not going to lie. I did have to shout and say, where's your work? Where's your homework?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no messing about. No
Scary
messing about.
Scary Mr. Lima. Scary Mr. Lima. Oh, it's been so good this morning. Thank you so much, Joe. I've loved it. I've loved hearing them get their results. And thank you for explaining them as well, because it's so different now, isn't it? You know, we got C's and D's and E's, and they get sixes, sevens, eights, nines. Some of them have done absolutely brilliantly. It's been so lovely to hear. King's Oak Academy in Kingswood, where Joe has been all morning. Congratulations to them and everybody who is getting your GCSE results today.